Today is Friday, the 10th of July, 2026, and we are so glad you chose to join us as we seek God's face on this Friday morning. Our prayer team this morning is Reverend Kimball and Michelle, and at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Reverend Kimball.
Good morning. Our minute with the Master today comes from Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 23 through 26. And it reads, "So if you are presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple, and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there at the altar. Go and be reconciled to that person. Then come and offer your sacrifice to God. When you are on your way to court with an adversary, settle your differences quickly. Otherwise, your accuser may hand you over to the judge, who will hand you over to an officer, and you will be thrown into prison. And if that happens, you surely won't be free again until you have paid the last penny." To be a Negro in this country and to be relatively conscious is to be in a rage almost all of the time. This quote by the prolific writer James Baldwin is one of truth, but it is also one that makes me pause and think about what it means to be a Christian, and the sentiment is the same. To be Christian in this country and to be relatively conscious is to be in a rage almost all the time. All over the world, people are shouting and pushing and fighting and cursing, and right in the middle of all of this shouting, pushing, fighting, and cursing is Christians. In some cases, Christians are the ones causing the hostility, and in other instances, trying to stop it. Becoming ambassadors of Christ and getting bombarded by a world dead set on destroying itself can cause saints to appear to be in a rage almost all of the time, because the world has perfected the art of pushing our buttons. But the problem is not so much in getting frustrated or a little angry when folks push our buttons. The problem comes when we refuse to let go and let God use us in those moments. This passage serves as a reminder to just let go. And here is where I want to encourage someone today. Take control of your buttons. People may know where and what your buttons are, but you are in control of when they are pushed. When people talk about you, let go. When they lie on you, just let go. When they use you and take advantage of you, let go. Remember, the goal was never to make them change, but to allow God to reveal the change in you, which includes love, forgiveness, and humility. Personally speaking, I know I've been changed, and it feels good to know that God is in control. So if you're presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple, and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there at the altar. Go and be reconciled to that person, then come and offer your sacrifice to God. Just let it go. You are already blessed, so have a wonderful and peaceful Friday.
Thank you, Reverend Kimball. Good morning, everyone, on this fabulous, faithful Friday. Our prayer petitions for the day are as follows. Miss Brown, she is going through a lot. We pray that she finds peace and happiness in her life. Those under demonic attack, we pray for the Lord to fill them with the Holy Spirit and strengthen their resolve to resist the devil. We ask the Lord to lift the heaviness, darkness, and oppression and break the demonic power. The teenager who just got her first car, we thank God for the blessing. We pray for the Lord to keep her safe wherever she goes, give her wisdom to make good decisions, and for every journey to bring honor to God. Those traveling today and this weekend, we ask the Lord to cover all travelers with his amazing grace. Rinda D., we lift her for healing in her lungs and for a full recovery. Derek R., he's having heart surgery. We pray for a successful operation and for a full recovery with no complications. Michelle A., she is recovering from a stroke. We pray for the Lord to restore her body to perfect health. Mertis, we pray for her hip to be fully restored after surgery. Everyone on the call this morning, we pray for sustained good health in your body, for your mind and your spirit to be calm, for God to direct every decision you are confronted with today and for his favor to overtake you. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. I thank you this morning, and I wish each and every one of you a God-blessed day.
Thank you, Michelle. Let us pray. May I be like Mary, open to the movements of your heart, blessed in the keeping of your promise, a faithful friend of God. May I love your presence, Jesus, more than any gift you've given me, more than any crown I could receive, more than all my dreams. Today, God, let me be an offering. Most Heavenly Father, most wonderful and high God, we come to you now this morning in the name of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, first of all, once again to just tell you thank you for loving us and keeping us and watching over us all night long and allowing us to rise again this morning in our right minds, poised and prepared and ready for you to bless us and use us to be the light and the love that someone needs right now today, Father. We come to you this morning, Father, because we need your direction and your understanding, Father. We need you to lead us and guide us into those things that you would have us to be in, Father, in order for us to show the world and allow the world around us to know that Jesus Christ is real and that he's right and that he's relevant and that even right now today he's able to bless us and to keep us and to still give us the things that we need, Father. Most of all, to give us the salvation that comes through his death, burial, and resurrection. And right now today we come because we recognize and understand the sacrifice that you made for us. And so we come today, Father, to offer ourselves and our bodies as a living sacrifice. Father, we come there and ask you to make us holy and acceptable unto you so that we can do the good work and do the good things that you called us and that you need us to do. And so right now, Father, we are praying that you use us as allow us to be a conduit for your blessings to flow into the places that you need it to flow, Father. Allow us to be used in a mighty way right now today, Father, so somebody right now in this moment will be able to see Jesus Christ through us and come and ask, what must I do to be saved? And allow us to be able to stand with confidence and to give them the gospel and allow them to receive the Lord Jesus right now in this moment. Father, we come this morning, Father, because we understand that you are the source of all of our strength, Father. For those who are going through sickness and disease, Father, who are going through the loss of a loved one, who are hurting this morning and mourning and grieving right now today, Father, we're asking that you be the comfort and the strength that they need right now today, Father. Allow them to realize that you're still a healer and that you're able to visit them wherever they are, Father, to give them the comfort that they need, Father, that you're still a comforter, Father, that even when it seems like the world has put pressure on us, Father, we're unable to catch our breath, or we may even think that we're not even going to survive, Father. Allow us to know right now today, Father, that you're able to reach out and grab us, Father, and to hold us in your hand and to pull us back from the brink of death and to give us the life and the strength and the power that only comes from you right now today, Father. We're praying for those, Father, who are being attacked by powers and principalities all around them, Father, and it seems like they're lost maybe in their own thoughts, Father. Allow them to just hold fast and to hold on to your unchanging hand and to know that if you be for them, it's more than a whole wide world against them, Father. Give us the purpose and the power that we need right now today so that we can rise confidently knowing that you're with us. And if you're with us, Father, we know that we can do all those things that you've called us to do, Father. We can accomplish great and mighty things, not because because we're so great, but because the God and the Spirit that lives in us is great, Father. Allow us to realize and understand today, Father, that we can be anything and everything that you've called us to be. Not because of our greatness, Father, but because we have a great Father who knows exactly who we are and what he would have us to do. And so our prayer right now today, Father, is that you will lead us and guide us in whatever it is you need us to do, Father, so that we can spread your love and your light and your joy and your power and your peace and your blessing all around us, so that the world will know right now today that you're real and that Jesus Christ is still available and that his love reigns supreme. Oh, Father, we need you right now today. Father, as we look around at the wars and the famine and all the things that's happening, we're praying that you intervene and allow us to be able to overcome these things, and that you're able to use us in those places where you can bring the joy and the peace and the power that needs to be brought in those moments. Oh, Father, we know that you're an awesome God because you've shown us over and over and over again that you're blessing us and that you're keeping us. Just the very fact that we're able to join our minds and our hearts and our spirits together right now today lets us know that you're still keeping watch over us, and that you're still keeping us, and that you still have a plan and a purpose for us. Oh, Father, we need you right now. We need you right now today, and not that we're demanding that you do anything in our lives, because if you never did anything else, you've done more than enough already. But, Father, we need you right now because we understand that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could even ask or think. And so we're poised and we're prepared and we're ready for you to use us. Send us in those ways that you need us to go, and then give us the strength and the understanding that we need. And as always, Father, as we step out into the world today, give us the love, the joy, the peace, the power, the compassion, and the discernment to do everything on this wonderful Friday, to do everything that our faith will prompt us to do. Oh, Father, we love you because you first loved us. And it's in the wonderful, loving, and saving name of Jesus Christ we pray and ask all these blessings in his name, and in his name alone we pray. Amen. And thank you, God.
Amen. Thank God. And thank you, Reverend Kimball. We pray for the Lord to watch over you as you go out and come in today. We will meet again tomorrow at the same time. This brings our time together to a close on this Friday morning. Goodbye.